Hi listener, this is an exciting weekend for me. How about you? If it's not, come on, cheer up. Anyway, you are listening to the English Straight Talk Radio Show, a show for the young people like me, Tendo Ivan, and today we are discussing a topic which is building self-esteem. Now, we want to find out why some of our fellow adolescents at times, you know, feel bad about themselves and end up making wrong decisions about their own life in particular. By the way, my fellow adolescent, do you know that you can save some money while at school, and when you come back home for your vacation, use some of it to do something profitable for yourself? Yes, this is really true. I have tried it and it really worked for me. Now we will talk more about that as we get on with our show today. First, check out this.
Self-esteem is knowing what you are, such that you can stand firm. If you are a boy or a man, you can talk as a man. If you are a girl, you stand as a girl.
Well, tonight we are going to be learning what self-esteem is, and we also have nice stories to listen to. All you have to do is just to be still as you listen to the gradual movement of today's show. Now, before we have a music break, I have a question here from Tino Dorothy, which says, I have a boyfriend, but whenever he gets drunk, he comes to me requesting for sex. And when he is sober, he hates it. What causes that? Well, my friend Dorothy, thanks for sending in that question. Now, I want you to know that when your boyfriend drinks alcohol, the rules that govern his normal behavior get loosened, and his ability to make good decisions is impaired up, so he makes sexual requests to you without thinking about the consequences of his actions. Now, what I want you to do is to try to persuade him to stop taking alcohol and also keep away from him whenever he is drunk. Now let us get a quick music break with this nice hit, Africa by Cowwolf, playing out to Doreen N of Mitandi SS Fort Poto, Tibiwa Moses of Masaba College Busia, then to Sarah and Namakula Annex, all students of Zana Mix SS. You guys, thanks for your letters. Enjoy the break.
And them off it try all way back and me say wolf and a gutter and we go to the top. Ride the track, the rhythm is sweet and the dance all hot. Cause the people never want we fix that. Run the track, and we run the show. Me say we run the shop and me a leader number one. And me say we run that. We are the king in the place. Me say right on the shop. Push you one in the air. We are gonna burn down this patch.
Can't take your love to drag me away.
Song was coming in from Cow Wolf, and I hope you really enjoyed it. Now, my good listener, do you know what self-esteem is? Well, I think I have an idea, and if you have a pen nearby, you can note this somewhere. Well, self-esteem simply means feeling good about yourself. You know that You are a worthwhile person, someone worthy of love, and you respect yourself. But I want you to remember something, that self-esteem does not mean that you never, you know, get upset or get angry with yourself. No, we all get frustrated with ourselves, but someone with high self-esteem can accept his or her mistakes and then move on. Now, do you always accept your mistakes? Think about that. Now, when I visited Wakiso District, I got a chance to discuss with a friend called Bosiko, a student of Zana Mixed Secondary School, about self-esteem. Let us listen to what Bosiko and I discussed.
Yes, I'm called Vinyasi John Bosiko, the sports prefect Zana Mixed Secondary School.
Okay.
Right now, I'm on senior six.
Okay. Okay, Bosiko, you just told me you were a sports prefect. Okay, what game do you normally play? Or what game do you normally enjoy most?
It's football.
Football?
Since my childhood.
Since your childhood. Have you won any trophies as a football team of this school?
Yes, we have won. So far, there are two now.
There are two?
Yeah, we last played with the Standard D.
Okay.
Then we had to come with the trophy.
Okay, that's very nice to hear. Now, I hear about these European teams, Man U, Arsenal. Which one do you support?
For me, mostly I support Arsenal.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you like Arsenal?
Arsenal, they have younger, in fact, they develop people's talent.
Okay.
They are not, if you look at the team, they're almost younger people. Mm. Not like other teams where you find old people. At least Arsenal, they give a chance to younger people.
Okay.
Yeah, to participate in the game.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we are talking about a topic tonight, which is self-esteem. And I want to know from you, do you understand what self-esteem means?
Self-esteem is knowing what you are, such that you can stand firm. If you're a boy or a man, you can talk as a man. If you are a girl, you stand as a girl to talk. Yes, it is what I know, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I want to know from you, do you think it's important for young people to build self-esteem?
Yes, it is very, very important.
Why do you think it is important?
Yeah, it is important because you stand, or oh, have many challenges you undergo. For instance, competition. If you go to such competition, we must have self-esteem that we should develop, not to fear other people, because the world we are in right now, it is competitive. Yes.
Competitive.
Yes, it is competitive.
Okay. Now, still about self-esteem. Have you been able to stand out in something, you know, and people believe in you?
Yes, I have done it.
Okay.
For instance, I told you that I stood as perfect for sports, and I campaigned. It is through such campaigns that I won the election, and I became the head of games in Zana Mixed Secondary School.
Okay, how now did you, you know, what procedures did you use in convincing students, you know, to believe in you, to be able to vote you as a sports prefect?
One, I just, they so interested in me, because I could do voluntary work, okay. For instance, washing these judges, attending to pitches when they are going to practice football, and I could also have speech team, that one time I managed to give them a ball. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, finally, do you have a piece of advice you want to give to fellow students, you know, as in help them, you know, build their self-esteem?
I encourage all students, for those one who have different talents. For instance, there are some who knows how to sing, others knows how to play football very well. So I just encourage them to keep it on. Yeah, they will earn a living in the future.
こんにちは、えみこです。日本から来ました。みんなでストレートトークを聞きましょうね。Okay. My name is Emiko from Japan. We all listen to this radio straight talk. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bosiko, for that testimony. And I am glad to know that you have high self-esteem and you are also encouraging other young people to be like you. Myself, I'm a musician, you know, and at the same time, I try to compose some songs. But, you know, taking the courage to sing a song you composed by yourself requires you to believe in yourself. Yes, my friends, the football fans, how are you doing? Now, remember that 2010 World Cup qualifiers are on, and South Africa, the 2010 World Cup host, is already set. and Nelson Mandela, South Africa's famous freedom fighter, has gone ahead to invite Carla Bruni, the First Lady of France, who is also a musician as well, to attend the World Cup. And my God, I know it's really going to be blazing. Why don't we have a music break as you think about what we just discussed? Here is African Queen by Two Face, going out to my friends Beatrice K of Kachwamba, Fort Poto, Geraldine B, Mutegeki Roberts, and Tomwini Paul, all students of Fort Poto SS. You guys, thank you so much for your good letters. Please keep on participating. We'll be back shortly.
The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. And just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scene way. With your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. The outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one can take your place, you cannot take your space. It's a fact that cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat upon the night. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty.
Welcome back. That song was African Queen, done by Two Face. Now, earlier before we had our first break, I was talking about saving some of our pocket money we get while at school. Now, many a time, some of our fellow adolescents become very idle, you know, in their vacation holidays with nothing serious to occupy them. Please, at least, I would advise that let us save some money so that we can, you know, do any simple course like maybe computer studies. Yeah, you know, it can put us somewhere. Well, before we listen to our next speaker, here are some of the tips you can use to build your self-esteem. Number one is avoid constantly comparing yourself to others. You know, try to set your own goals and don't judge yourself according to someone else's achievements. Now, number two, what I can talk about is recognize yourself, your special talents, and appreciate yourself the way you are. Now, lastly, but not the least, is believing in yourself. You know, try to tell yourself, I can do it. And lastly, what I can talk about is spending time with people who care for you, make you feel good about yourself, and also boost your self-esteem. Well, let us get another testimony about building self-esteem.
Besanda Mark, then I mixed SS.
Okay. Yes, Mark. How are you finding life here in school?
Life is, I won't say it's bad, and I won't say it's good, but it's fair.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's fair. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So interesting. All right, Mark. Now we are talking about self-esteem. All right. Do you know what self-esteem means?
Yeah, I think self-esteem is believing in myself. believing that you can do something, like being determined. Yeah, that's self-esteem.
All right, thank you very much. Now, do you have an incident whereby you used to fear something, and then now you can do it boldly without fearing it?
Yeah, like, I like music. And I used to be this guy who, like, I used to like music, I used to like singing, like miming, and I don't know. I used to be
shy.
Yeah, but one day I couldn't just believe that I could go on stage and mime. Yeah, I mimed. And I think that was self-esteem to me. Like, being able to mime, like, the whole school looking at you, was such a nice feeling.
Okay, tell me an event maybe that occurred that you were called up, and tell me what happened. Called up to sing, tell me what happened.
Sing?
Tell me something, okay, an event that happened when you were called up maybe to sing, and then you had never stood before a big audience.
I'm like, it was a party. It was party at school, like, they were calling guys. They called me. At first, I was scared. I was nervous. I was like, in front of the whole school. I went, and I just found myself in music. Yeah, the fact that I like music, and you know, it was nice. It was okay. I managed to sing, and yeah, mime.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how about in class? Are you able to express yourself, you know, openly, answer questions without minus fearing or maybe what other people might say?
Yeah, depends on like how, like the years you've been in school. Yeah, I'm able to express myself in class. I'm open. Yeah.
But is there an incident when you used to fear putting up your hand?
Yeah, like when you're a newcomer and you don't know anyone at school, yeah, you try to tend to fear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you just told me you are a musician. What sort of songs do you deal with?
I'm not exactly a musician, but I like music. R&B, yeah, stuff like that. Hip hop, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mime, eh?
Yeah, in my music makes me feel nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice to hear that. Now, do you have some advice you can pass on to the young people to help them build high self-esteem?
I would like to advise the young guys to believe in themselves. Believe that they can do something. Take examples from the role models, because I believe everyone has a role model. Like, for example, for me, DJ Ronnie, Capital FM. Yeah, I like that guy, and guys should be determined that they can do something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 Dr. Hilda Manse, Mazongoto. Hey, 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 Mazongoto. Hey, 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 hey.
Man, my name is Dr. Hilda Man. I listen to Straight Talk, Ever and Ever. With Straight Talk, I believe you can make it. Why not you? Why me alone? Please listen to Straight Talk, Ever and Ever.
My friend Mark, it's nice to know that you can now stand before a big audience and, you know, express yourself. That proves, you know, you are a man. By the way, this reminds me, sometime back in my secondary school, when I almost tossed a microphone down on the floor because I was being very nervous. But today, I'm completely a new person. Before we have another music break, I have another question here from my friend Enoch of Busia that says, is it true that when a boy uses a condom whenever he goes in for sex, he becomes sexually weak and sometimes he fails to erect? Well, Enoch, I want you to know that this is really not true. Actually, I should say that it's a myth. Now, all I want you to know is never risk having sex, especially without using a condom. If you do, there are many dangers, my friend, you are likely to face, like making a girl pregnant, acquiring the HIV virus, and also you may put your future at a very big risk. And you know, nowadays academics are really very important in our life. I would advise you to abstain from sex until you get a right partner. Alright, here is Chameleon with Katupaka Say, airing out to my friends Ebert John, Katetele, Godfrey W, and lastly to Nakunga Rebecca, all from Benedictine Training Center, Tororo District. My friends, thank you so much for writing to me and also for being part of this show. Please keep it up. Welcome back. That was Jose Chameleon, one of my favorite Ugandan local artists, saying let us work hard. And if you've just joined us on today's English Straight Talk radio show, we are talking about building self-esteem. And now before we listen to good advice from our dear counselor, I have another question here from Katetele of Tororo District, which says, my friends tell me that because I have big breasts, it means that I'm barren. Is this true? Come on, my friend Lee, I want to tell you that this is really not true. Breasts, whether big or small, cannot bring about barrenness, you know. And they are also good because they add beauty to a girl. Please do not listen to what your friends are telling you, because all that they are telling you are lies. Anyway, do you think it is important to build self-esteem? Let us find out from our dear counselor.
Self-esteem simply means to me the act of developing confidence in somebody's life. Actually, it is to become confident and actually feeling that you are somebody. To feel that you are also somebody. That is having a self-esteem.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how do you think, you know, young people should build their self-esteem?
Young people, this is actually very, very important to adolescents, because they are the best victims. First of all, they have to know that they are valuable. Let them know that in them there is value. You know, even the Bible says that God created everybody in his what? In his image. Do you think God is very small? Therefore, people are big people. So young men and women need to know that they are valuable before God and they are valuable in the society. In order for them to develop their esteem, they need to know that they are valuable. Another thing, let them get involved into encouraging groups. You saw as a teacher from experience, I have seen so many children, so many students. Sometimes some students try to express themselves with a poor English or somebody giving a wrong answer in the class. You hear very many actually jeering and actually discouraging the rest, all those one who normally try. But what I want to encourage, what the encouragement I would like to give the young people, let them get involved in encouraging groups. Associate with, yourself with the people who will encourage you, who will not discourage you in the case of a mistake. Your esteem will be built.
Hi, my name is Napio Caroline, a radio journalist, Karamoja. Stay safe, be faithful to yourself, and stay in school.
Thank you so much, Counselor, for those inspiring words. I hope that my fellow adolescents tuning in have also discovered that it is very important to build self-esteem. Well, if you're finding it hard to build self-esteem in the inside of you, and you are in Gulu District, you can visit Gulu Youth Center. They will help you out. In Kitugum, you can visit Kitugum Youth Center. In Mbarara, you can visit Taso. And then in Kampala, you can visit Kiswa Health Center, which was formerly Naguru Teenage Center. Well, I promise to be reading out some winners. So we have Tino Dorothy of Benedictine Vocational Training Center, Tororo. You won yourself a very beautiful bucket from Straight Talk Foundation. To Sime Paul of Fort Poto Secondary School, you won yourself a good Straight Talk t-shirt. Then Kananura David of St. Kagwa High School, that is Bushenyi, you won yourself a beautiful Straight Talk diary. And lastly, my friend Sarah of Kasese, you also won yourself a good Straight Talk t-shirt. Now those are our winners for today, and I want you to know, my dear listener, that you can also become a winner if you write in to me asking a question, requesting for a song, or sharing some new information. Now, if you had your name, I would like to assure you that I will be posting your prize towards you in a very short time. And if you have not had your name and you wrote in to me, please don't worry, you are also a winner as well. All you have to do is to keep on listening to that EST radio show and you will hear your name too. To everyone tuning in, you guys, thank you so much for being good listeners. Please keep it up. And not forget, each time I receive a letter from you, my dear listener, I become so happy because this is a sign that you love and support the EST radio show. Now, if you are also new to our show and you would like to write to me, my address is PO Box 22366 Kampala, and my name is Tendo Ivan. Alright, our time is up, and as we conclude today's show, let me play you a nice hit as requested for by the counselor Mr. Sandy, and also playing out to Martin T, to Mwesi J. John, Agaba Emmanuel, and Kamugisha Ronald, all students of St. Kagwa High School, Bushenyi. Thank you so much for your beautiful letters, you guys, and please keep it up. And don't forget to tune in next weekend. Bye-bye. Power.
That was the Straight Talk Radio Show, and it was brought to you by the Straight Talk Foundation.